Billionaires are.
Good.
Fuck you, man.
All right. Hello.
Welcome to Billionaires Are Good.
That's right.
A show hosted by two people who hate each other.
That's a true thing and a good thing.
And a good thing. I'm Dave Ross, and this is Penis Penis Caleb.
That's right. People call me that, and I'm trying to get them to stop.
Yeah, man.
But we're both millionaires, but we want to become billionaires.
Yeah, that's right.
We're so we're trying to get that mindset.
We're good at diversifying, and we're good at grinding, and we are we're good at manliness.
Yeah.
Yeah, being men.
That's what I like to do. I like to go out in the yard and shoot an arrow, you know?
Yeah, me too, man.
You ever
I like
do that?
I like to tackle a bear and fuck it.
Whoa.
Wait, hold on.
Dave.
Sorry. I like to tackle a bear and kill it. And
okay,
eat it,
there we go.
And then fuck
Smart.
My wife.
You heard about that with RFK, right?
That he fucked a bear?
No, he found a dead bear and he was like, I want to eat it.
Oh, yes. I, of course, heard this. What an absolutely
what
wonky...
What I like about him is that he doesn't deny... I've never heard him deny something.
Yeah.
Like, they'll go, did you get a bear and try and eat it? And he'll go, yeah. Go, was there a worm in your brain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You ever done coke?
What are you
gonna,
and I don't want the government taking the worm out of my brain.
So I have this odd respect for him that I've never seen him go, these allegations are unfounded. He's just like, mm-hmm.
Yes, I did. Wow. That's
it's so
man.
Nuts, dude. He'll say any. He's just out there. He's having a good time, that guy.
Did you eat a raw chicken? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you regret it? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life is about regrets.
I was in the hospital for weeks. Do you have a worm in your brain? Yes, I do. And I wish I didn't.
Do you cheat on your wife? Lots.
Lots. And let me tell you something else. I wish I didn't tell you that.
Like, please lie.
Just lie a little bit.
Throw me a lie every once in a while, dude.
We are Billionaires Are Good. By the way, this is episode 6 of Billionaires Are Good.
Woo.
We were, what's it called, for a few years, and now we're a show about how good billionaires are. Mm-hmm. I had something wrong, buddy.
Oh, no.
Our Twitter handle is not at Billionaires Are Good. It's Billionaires Pod.
Billionaires Pod.
So now we're saying it right.
At Billionaires Pod on X.
Yeah, you found it. It's fine.
Check it out.
Yeah, man. And billionairesaregood.com is our website. We got all the stuff. Join our Discord. There's a link on there. You can go to YouTube to watch a video. We have a Patreon. We have a lot of fun. This week, we're talking about a little-known billionaire named Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
Who isn't necessarily a billionaire just because we don't know how much money he has
exactly.
Well, when
you own Russia, I mean, I'm sure Russia's worth more than $1 billion.
Yeah, he owns slaves, that guy, you know,
yeah,
like
and,
millions of them.
And he always has a fate look on his face like he knows you know that. And he's like,
what
are you going to do?
I'm in your country.
I mean, I've heard people say that they think he's the richest man on the planet.
Right.
Because of what he technically owns.
Incredible.
But and now he owns a little bit of Ukraine.
Wow.
I'm sure that's got to be worth at least $1 million.
Yeah, as someone who also owns a little bit of Ukraine, I can tell you it's lucrative.
Yeah.
Man. If only because their president's funny.
Dude, you imagine running for president, and you're like, wow, that was crazy. And then Vladimir Putin invades your country, and you're like, I'm a comedian.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Whoa!
Did you just ask me if I can imagine that? No, I cannot imagine that.
Dave, if you became president, I would
like
probably...
Like Estonia?
I'd call you. And I'd go, Dave, you're president now?
Yeah.
Whoa,
I.
That is scary.
Right.
I hope nothing crazy happens.
Here's what happened. I was at the DNC, and I had just moved to Guam, and I met the one guy that decides there, and he nominated me, and it was honestly just dominoes falling from there.
That's great.
Yeah.
I hope you get some bills passed.
I think it could have only gone well, gone for me that way, because, you know, I've done heroin. And,
oh, yeah? How is it?
It's great.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's way better than being president, let me tell you that much.
You ever
isn't that funny to
eat-
think? Everyone who was... on heroin is happier than the president.
That's true.
Not always, but while they're on heroin, their life is better than being president is.
I have heard that heroin is the best, but it's also you can only the only people that'll tell you that are ones that have done heroin. So it's like, can I trust them?
Yeah, you can.
They probably just want some more heroin, right?
Yeah, they do. You know why?
It's good.
Yep.
That should be our next podcast.
Heroin's good. You should do heroin. For the record, you shouldn't.
No,
and the
you
reason
shouldn't.
Is that it feels good, not but then it economy. Almost immediately feels bad, and yeah, you want more, and so you get more, and you do that by ruining your life.
Yeah, and you never feel good again.
Yeah.
Well, totally. You should be as a billionaire, like Vladimir Putin.
Totally. Before we get to him, though, so Caleb and I have been long-time fans, decades, I would say centuries-long fans.
Yeah, centuries.
Of a little band you might know as AC/DC.
Alternate Current, Direct Current.
That's right. And I think my favorite thing about them is that they love lightning.
They love lightning.
And motorcycles.
Women.
Women fucking.
Beer, lightning,
beer, drinking,
women.
Being a rascal. You know?
Plugs.
Plug. Yeah, being mean in public.
Yeah, yeah.
Dirty deeds.
And a little schoolboy outfit for the guitarist.
Wearing a little schoolboy outfit, fucking girls and punching kids. That's right. That's right. I'm out of control. we wrote an AC/DC song not long ago, and we were like, wouldn't it be great? We need one of our fans to write. And actually, we had a fan in our Discord jump in there. Thanks so much, bro,
who
wrote lyrics to this song.
And it inspired us.
And it inspired us. And so here's the thing. We were like, why won't someone write the AC/DC song for us? That would be so sick. Can anyone do that? And then we remember that there is AI now. Yeah,
there is AI. And it's being used for a lot of ill.
Yes.
But we said, let's use it for good.
Let's use it for good.
And AI is good.
We got so excited. The song, the AC/DC song is called I Fucked a Witch.
Yeah. Yes.
And
because it fits in. Their other song, Hard as a Rock, What's Next to the Moon. You know what I mean?
Dude, oh yeah. What's
fits
next
into
to
their
No, absolutely.
Lore.
It's all just like, I got hit by lightning and now I'm horny forever. I set my hot rod on fire and now I get blowjobs every morning. You know, shit like that.
Horny in hell.
Horny. Yeah. Yeah, totally. I'm going to die with a boner.
Up to my neck in you.
Yeah. So we told AI. So here's what we did. We told this app. I wrote the lyrics. So, dude, I'm forgetting his username on Discord, which is a bummer. But the dude who wrote the lyrics, your lyrics were so funny. I put them into this app, and it just, like, didn't do exactly what I wanted it to do music-wise. And so I wrote my own. But I want you to know that we tried.
We tried.
And
just, AI is, you know, it's still new.
Yeah.
And it bleeps out a lot of stuff, so you have to find workarounds to get it to say dirty things.
Yeah, totally. But, well, you just have to, like, keep trying until it lets you.
Yeah.
Also, the lyrics combined with the, like, genre you pick makes it the close, like, is the way to get it close to what you want. And we couldn't get it to sound like Angus. What's his nuts? What's his fucking name?
Angus Young?
Young, yeah.
Angus or
the, no, the
Brian
lead singer.
Johnson?
There.
Brian
that
Johnson.
That guy, Brian Johnson. I oh, Angus think. Young is a guitar player,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so anyway, we told it to, the song is called Witch Romance. And we told it that the genre is 80s lightning motorcycle heavy blues rock.
Yep. Which is a good description.
I think so, too. Please enjoy Witch Romance by AC/DC-ish. Ah,
yeah.
I'm so happy.
She had a bright green face and a 2-foot nose and 3 dead bats in her pantyhose.
It's good.
Yeah, there's a good song.
She took some of my blood. She cooked them in a stew. Oh, God, I'm in love. I fucked a witch. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man. Yeah, dude. Well, you find out later why you think she's a bitch.
She had a bright green face and a 2-foot nose and 3 dead.
I love that he was like, she's hot. She had a green face.
She took some of my blood. She cooked them in a stew. Oh, God, I'm in love.
Oh. It's our new theme song. This is why she's a bitch.
He should have known better. I'm not a victim blamer, but. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
I couldn't believe it let me add the fuck you at the end.
I mean, you can't deny greatness. I think it just knows this song needs to be out there.
That's right.
Ooh, it really sounds like a song.
Good Lord. Man,
it's nuts how you know, it's a little frightening, but the fact that AI can make
it is a little frightening. That's true.
Pretty close to what you want, not exactly what you want, but yeah, close, but pretty enough close. That it's very entertaining.
We've been talking about that for months.
Oh, and we've listened to that song about 9 times today.
I fucked a witch.
Yeah.
I tried to get it to write I fucked a witch by System of a Down. It didn't get very close.
Yeah. Well, yeah. AI is still, you know, it's new. What's it been out for 2 years or something like that? It's like, not like kind of a new thing.
Totally.
Yeah, but we're working on all kind of stuff over here at Billionaires.
Yeah, we're creative, man.
Yeah.
Being creative is good.
It is good. Vladimir Putin,
it's really interesting to think of Vladimir Putin as a billionaire, right? Because it's like, first of all, a billionaire, it's like dependent on the currency. Mm-hmm. So, like, technically, there are probably, like, lots and lots more Japanese billionaires because it takes a lot more yen to create that amount of worth, right?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea how it works.
But you know what I'm saying, right? Like, if you have a billion pesos, that's less money than $1 billion.
Yeah, but, I'm, you know, whatever the exchange rate is.
No, I know, but it's, but so it's a billionaire based on American currency, right?
Yeah.
And it's, the thing, though, is that, like, Vladimir Putin is definitely that, but it's just something else. It's just that he, like, took everything.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah, he owns the country.
Yeah.
So he's worth whatever Russia's worth. Who knows?
Yeah, it's just an interesting strategy to just kind of, like, to just be, like, dibs. Like, could I do that? Could I go to... I don't know.
Yeah, go on Shark Tank. Hello, sharks.
Dibs. Hey, Mark. Dibs. Dibs on Mavericks. And I think, I mean, the thing is, like, they say that politics and things now, they don't work the way they did hundreds of years ago.
That's true.
Whereas, like, you know, you now have to, like, go through all these systems to buy something. We don't really fight over, you know, ownership of things. But to a certain degree, we do, because you could be like, "Hey, Mark Cuban, I own the Dallas Mavericks now," and he'll be like, "No," and you're like, "All right, well, I'm gonna beat your ass." And obviously, it's really complicated, and you probably end up going to jail. But if you fought enough people and won, you would own the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, for sure. You would own anything.
Yeah, you would have to, in the process, like, bring down the police.
Yeah, you'd have all of them.
All, like, everywhere? And the army. In Dallas?
And then probably certain American allies, like Canada, would probably be like, well, I think
what
we need to
fuck?
Help.
What the fuck? Yeah.
This guy just beat everybody's ass in America.
And for all the other sharks would be upset, too. Well, maybe not. Some of them hate Mark.
Yeah. There's always seems to be some bad blood. Mr. Wonderful seems to hate everybody.
Yeah, totally. Who's the huge dude?
The huge dude?
There's a big, really tall guy who's bald.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Wonderful's a black guy?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's a huge person?
Well, he's like really tall, and I just think of him as huge.
What the hell's going
he's
on?
He's bald. Is that Mr. Wonderful?
Show? Mr. Wonderful's bald, but he's not a large man.
Really?
No.
I don't think of him as, I don't mean like a chubby guy either.
When I think huge, I'm thinking about, you know, Big Show or
oh, yeah.
Shaquille
I don't know.
O'Neal.
Like
something.
In comparison to them. Oh, yeah. This is who I was thinking of.
Wow.
The huge guy.
Never heard anyone describe
he's huge
that way.
In comparison huge? To the other sharks. Huge.
I mean, never been so confused.
He's that's a big guy.
Regular looking dude. That's one of the most regular dude. He looks like a coach of a middle okay. school team.
How tall?
I mean,
is Mr. Wonderful? Is going to be like 6'3" or 6'4"?
I don't think he's taller than you.
You don't think he's taller than me?
No.
5'10".
5'10".
Damn.
You're out right. of your mind.
I guess he's little. Not that 5'10 is
that's
little.
That's what
but
money
what I mean.
Can do for you. It can
make you
look
big.
Huge.
And he's a Canadian businessman. No yeah. wonder he's fucking pissed off.
I know. I'd be pissed too.
Mark Cuban's 6'2". Mark Cuban's bigger than him. Wow.
Yeah, maybe that's the huge guy you're thinking about.
Oh, Damon John is the black dude.
Well, before we get to our billionaire of the week, we got to do some tour dates. I gotta.
Oh, get in there, buddy.
I gotta tell these listeners what we're up to. So,
that's right.
You can come see me. I'm doing lots of shows this year all around the country.
Doing lots of shows.
Yeah. See me at the Comedy Nest in Montreal, October 24th through the 26th. Alameda Comedy Club in Alameda, California, November 1st and 2nd. Denver Comedy Underground, November 8th and 9th. Planet of the Tapes in Louisville, Kentucky, November 15th and 16th. Comic Sense at the Boulderado in Boulder, Colorado, December 5th through the 7th. Go Bananas in Cincinnati, Ohio, December 12th through the 15th. The Riot in Houston, Texas, December 20th and 21st. And the Comedy Loft in D.C., January 3rd and 4th. So come out to those. We really need to sell all those tickets so that I can be a billionaire, dude.
Yeah. Definitely.
I want to be a billionaire, man.
Yeah, man. Me too, dude. It's doing its good.
I think I'm getting close.
So Vladimir Putin's good.
He's good.
And what makes you think that?
Well, I saw something on Twitter. You know,
about how good he is. Yeah. Do you think Elon Musk likes Vladimir Putin?
I don't know. I feel like he's got to have at least a begrudging
respect or something.
Just
yeah.
like, damn, like that is. I think all billionaires have a little bit of like, damn, you really got that whole country going. You got it on lock.
I guess in order to become a billionaire, you do have to like wanna like crush people beneath your weight. At least be comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And then after doing it for a while, you probably grow respect for like, damn, that guy really passed by everyone else in his massive country.
I will say this about Vladimir Putin is that he doesn't pretend to be good. You know?
That's true. He's like the only one.
Yeah. Something about other countries where they got to have a big smile and they got to be like, oh, I care about education. And,
right.
You know, here's me at Christmas time.
Oh, that's funny.
You know?
Yeah.
They always have like, you know, Putin doesn't do anything like, here's my summer playlist.
Wow, that's true.
You know,
he should start going fully opposite.
He's not going to be on Jimmy Fallon, like, dancing around and stuff. It's like, he doesn't
every
try
Christmas, he takes a video of himself kicking a dog in the head.
yeah.
yeah.
He at least doesn't, he doesn't hide the ball, you know?
That's a good point.
That is the only thing I think I could
And
say.
I think that comes from being evil and taking over a country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think, you know, Elon Musk is going through this whole thing where he's like, I am, you know, I'm just a smart guy who has some money and I'm trying to help everybody. And I think that if he were to, like, do a hostile takeover of the American government, his first speech, he would be like, yeah, I'm evil.
this is my real voice. I am evil.
I'm evil. I never liked any of you. I think I'm better. I want to own you and have you do my bidding. Yeah. The following types of people are illegal now. Women.
We knew that one was going to be high up there.
Yeah. Women. Grimes.
whoa. It was not included in women somehow?
Yeah. Well, she, you know, she's
I
kneeling.
Am trying to think of, like, if Putin got a new, like, press secretary who was like, so you're doing hot ones on Thursday?
No.
He, like, takes a bite.
He just kills
toast.
Him. I cannot handle the spice. Uh, Oh, man. But I will do the one where you get very high and answer questions.
Theo Von's like, so you own a whole country.
Dang, dude.
Damn. Vladimir is Vladimir?
Vladimir? Mir?
Bro, you like run shit over there.
Whoa, dude. I
Damn.
Didn't, that's you're not like anyone I hang out with. Man, I don't hang out with anybody who runs a fucking country with an iron fist.
Now I want it. Now I want Theo Von interviewing Vladimir Putin.
Fuck, dude.
Show me it on a map where you're at right now.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit.
You're next to China. I hadn't even thought of that.
China's fucking also big. It's like us, y'all, and China.
Honestly, that might
no, truly,
that might
dude.
Be good. Might be good for everybody.
Man, we need to get Vladimir Putin a tiny desk concert. He just burns down the desk. I don't know what he would do. I wonder if Vladimir Putin plays an instrument. That would be funny.
Oh, I'm sure at this point.
Yeah. Well, he plays. Yeah,
someone's
but he's
taught him an instrument.
He's Russian, so he plays like flute or or you know, I don't know what a.
I don't
an
know.
Accordion?
I feel like they have long guitars and
Russian. Long guitars.
Yeah, a big long guitar.
I think he might play the like the ruffly pants. Do you think he can do the low dance where you kick your feet out? You know the like.
Dude, he can do anything. He plays hockey. He does karate.
Is that
riding a bear around in the woods.
I guess that's true. If you like, you know, like own a country, and you don't let anyone do anything you don't want to do, you would be like, I'm gonna take a class.
Right, right. I'm sure not every day's busy, you know. Probably they're busy right now.
Well, he just tells people to do something for him and they're so scared that they do it.
Yeah. I just wonder does he ever have like moments where he'll like wake up in the morning and be like, ugh, I do not feel like invading Ukraine today.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Be like,
oh, he just wakes up, he looks at his wife and he's like, can we imprison protesters after lunch? Yeah.
Like, he sees me. Who does he show funny memes to? You know?
Dude, do you think he laughs?
He must. I think I've seen him laugh in clips before.
Yeah.
Him and George Bush, like, seem to be having a good time in the old days. But it does seem like he probably doesn't laugh much anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, I want to know what he thinks about Drake and Kendrick Lamar, you know?
So do I.
Yeah.
I bet you he's on Kendrick's side.
That would be devastating for Drake.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Drake wants to be accepted by all, for sure. But Putin's like...
I wouldn't want to hear that Putin didn't like me.
He's not like us. Just Putin and Kendrick Lamar, like,
bans Drake
he's not like
Russia.
Us. He's not like us.
He is not.
We don't want to hear you say N-word no more.
Drake is not like Putin.
Yeah, that's
I will
true.
Say that is true. I don't know who would disagree with it.
I wonder if Drake is friends with Mr. Wonderful.
I don't know.
They're Canadian. They're both Canadian businessmen.
Mm-hmm. And I bet Drake has seen Shark Tank. And when you're at Drake's level, he's probably just like, I want to meet that guy.
I want to meet that guy.
Because if I was at Drake's level, I would be like, I want to be on Shark Tank. Put me on an episode. I would love to go on now and just not invest in anything because I don't have any money.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hello, sharks. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. What about jeans with with like pockets that weren't so hard to get into? And you could do it. You could make it. And you just give me a little bit.
I would rather be a judge. I'd like to be a judge.
Oh, you want to be
I
a?
I want to be a shark.
Shark judge.
And then they're like, "We're looking for $100,000 for 10% of our company." And I'll be like, "How about
you trust me?
$700. What is that? What do I get?"
And also, I can't give it to you till the 15th.
What do I
get for that?
1%.
Like one? Yeah.
1%.
I get 1% of your bottling wine business. For $700. $700 out the door.
So you started this in your garage? Is there room in there for me?
Yeah.
Can I live in your garage?
It's a shark tank, but there's somehow there's a tiny fish in there. Hello, sharks and fish.
Man. I do love Shark Tank. I can't get it.
Shark Tank's great, dude. It's a lot of fun. People got ideas.
I know. I get so excited. I get excited when I get a little kid business. The kid's like, I just thought of something. And it's like a pretty good idea. And they're like, I'm looking for $75. And I'm like, oh, it's just cute.
I haven't seen the kids' ones.
I love that little kid comes in there with their little kid invention and they're looking for $100 or something.
Wow.
It's very cute.
Yeah, that's great.
And they're always nice to them, you know.
Yeah, we should definitely, we should try to come up with a pitch.
Yeah.
I would love to pitch them something that, like, definitely doesn't exist. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, sharks. This is, I'm Dave. This is my friend Caleb. And we have come up with a grand piano that weighs less than 4 pounds.
Okay. You have a prototype?
No.
Okay.
And we just kind of thought that you should do it. But we're looking for you to give me $1 million.
Dude, I've seen people go in there half-cocked like that, where they're just like... Really? They're just like, you know, this is a prototype. And they'll be like, huh, what? They're like, how many have you sold? We are we're pre-revenue.
Pre-revenue?
Wait, you haven't sold any? as of now. And, like, they're always, like, trying to bullshit. And they
oh, my
sniff
God,
it out. Oh,
dude.
I get so excited. I get so excited when somebody's, like, not ready.
Wow, dude. I love that term. I'm pre-revenue,
yeah, I'm
too.
I'm pre-revenue.
I've always been pre-revenue. I can't even believe I have to file my fucking taxes. I'm so pre-revenue. I don't even know you could say it like that.
Yeah, pre-revenue,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Wow. I'm pre-self-care. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's good stuff, though.
I'm pre-smart. I will be smart, but I'm not yet.
Yeah,
we'll get there, though. Yeah.
Yeah, but Vladimir Putin is...
oh, my...
They're saying it's like $200 billion.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Around that. But a lot of people are saying it's like trillions because he owns, technically, you know...
Caleb.
Everything.
You know what I just realized?
What?
There's another reason why I want Kamala Harris to win.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that Vladimir will meet Doug.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. You're...
Whoa!
Buddy, you're mean! You're so mean to all the people in your country. Why do you do that, man? Kamala, you should tell him we have a great time. And we really like America. You know?
You should tell.
tell him about, have you ever played Codenames? Tell him about how we play Codenames. It's just Vladimir Putin, like, cocking a rifle. Like, okay, wow, you do not want to talk about board games. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Honey, where are you going? So, Vlad, I hear you got kids. I got kids. You think our kids would want to hang out? Can I tell you something? I've been talking for several minutes, and you haven't said a word. Have you thought about maybe... helping old Doug out? Vladimir Putin and Doug is very... Vlad! Vladdy!
Oh,
oh man. You ever seen that TV show where they put monkeys in people clothes? And they just put them like in an office or like a Pizza Hut?
I feel like Doug could accidentally end the war. Like, he
just
falls
by annoying
ass
him so much
into making Putin be like, maybe I fucked up.
Oh, God.
Damn.
I hate this guy. I'll do anything to make this motherfucker shut up. Yeah,
man. I just picture every night when Kamala's like back from work, you know, and she's like taking her heels off. He's like in the bed, like going like... on his phone.
But like looking up when,
like,
she's getting ready.
He's like, I was just reading here that they're saying, what you and what's his name? Tim?
Tim.
Tim's cool.
He's the blonde guy, right? Minnesota, Minneapolis guy. oh my God, baby. Wait, are you still working?
I love the idea that he doesn't understand, like he's such an innocent guy.
Yeah, that he just like doesn't get
like
that.
He loses a bunch of money on FanDuel.
Yeah.
And then he's like, "Can you
totally
babe. So will you if you win?"
He walks into the Oval Office like just pale white. And he's like, "Come on, I have to talk to you." And she's like, "Honey, I'm
Doug,
busy. I'm literally,
meeting.
I'm like, we are at war. I mean, it's not a public war, but we're in a war. We're like about to attack this camp. I mean, you know that I." And he's like, "You do not understand. You have got to. I have got to talk to you." And she's like, "Yeah, okay, guys. Sorry, I'll be right back. I have to talk to my husband. What the fuck?" And they go into another room, and he's like. "Bet my daughter's college fund on FanDuel. It's gone. It's gone. What do we do? I can't get another loan. I just paid off that bookie."
Like that it doesn't occur to him that it's wrong. He's like, "Can you call FanDuel?"
And like, "Yeah, maybe you're the, you know, you're the."
It's like, that's,
be like,
"That's corruption, Doug."
Yeah, and nepotism. I just can't. Okay, all right.
I'm sure it's called something.
Oh my God! You know who could fix this is Putin. He just realizes that like Russia's another country run by this like despot. They're like, yeah, you know, they like. I need. It was 200 grand, Kamala. You know what I mean? What are we going to do? Come on. And also, can I just say, Tim told me the Ravens were going to win.
Oh, Doug.
Oh, Doug.
Oh, we love our Doug facts.
Yeah,
can't
totally.
Get enough of it.
Did you know this, by the way, that I just read this? In the Wall Street Journal, every day, every morning,
mm-hmm.
Doug takes a bath, not a shower. He's a bath guy.
Oh.
And when he gets out of the bath, every single time, he leans down and he kisses the tub.
Doug facts.
And he says, "Thanks. Thanks, tub."
You know, this is about Doug. You know, whenever he goes out to eat and he cleans his plate and the waiter goes, "Did you like it?" He goes, "No."
Doug facts.
And then he goes, no, I liked it. I liked it.
Doug facts.
Of course I did. Who would say something like that? Oh, man. Did you know that when Doug wants to kiss Kamala, he looks at her and he goes.
Doug facts.
Could you imagine, dude? Just like Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are visiting the White House. And oh, hey, everybody. Hey, honey. Come on, bring it in. Kiss old Dougie. Give Doug a hug, you know? Hey, Michelle, what's up? I read your book. I read both of your books, actually. Michelle's was better. JK. Both of them were good.
Just imagine that Obama will humor him. Mm-hmm. Like Barack will be like, "Hey, what's up, Doug? Hey, all right, hey, there we go, bring it in." And then Michelle's just so sick of his shit.
Yeah. Hi, Doug.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I wrote a book.
Your book actually, Michelle, it reminded me, I was thinking about writing a book called Becoming Doug.
Great. I think that's great.
Similar to yours.
Yeah. What thing seems like it'd be a short book?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like a short read, a little beach read.
Becoming Doug. It's just like it's 10 like, pages. Like,
it so, reads like C-Spot Run.
One morning, Doug woke up and he was Doug. And the next morning, he woke up and he was Doug again.
It's like written in pencil.
After a week of being Doug, he started to get worried he wouldn't be Doug anymore. But he kept waking up as Doug, and he stayed Doug for the rest of his life. Deb, I just love the idea that he like, when he has a problem, he, like, runs to Kamala. He's like... That's my favorite.
No, that's my favorite thing in the world.
Oh, man.
And that he has constant problems.
Yeah. But he recovers from them emotionally, like, immediately. He's just like, oh, no. He's like a little puppy dog.
He runs into the Oval Office. There's, like, a trail of smoke behind him. Kamala. Come on, Kamala. How do I turn off?
Kamala, listen. Which one was the air fryer? I think I put the chicken in the rice cooker. It's just like, he's got a chef's hat on and an apron that says kiss the cook.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's so great.
I would watch a whole sitcom about Doug.
Yeah, me too.
He's just my favorite character in the world.
Suddenly Doug.
Suddenly Doug. Not bad.
Yeah, dude.
We shouldn't have gave that out for free.
Well, yeah, man. Vladimir Putin.
He's rich.
Yeah, yeah.
Rich guy.
He's obviously like a hateful, you know, evil man. Mm-hmm. I think that goes without saying. Ground that's been covered. Let's talk about his hobbies. He has karate. A bunch of hobbies, doesn't
karate.
He? Karate.
He likes to hunt and fish.
That's so...
Riding horseback.
It's so interesting that people who, like, just, like, aggressively don't care about other people's feelings would have positive feelings for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess it's always odd to me to be like, you know, Dick Cheney likes backgammon or whatever. Whatever. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Just horrible people who, like, love playing wiffle ball.
Right, right. You see old videos of Hitler, like, playing with his dogs. And,
right,
like,
exactly. You
know, flipping an egg, and you're just like, what?
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
How do you compartmentalize?
Right.
So hard.
Oh, I know. And you're just like, big smile on his face. He's, like, dancing around, like, listening to music. It's, like, so strange. But it's hard to imagine, I guess, with Putin, because I guess... We just haven't seen those yet.
There's just, like, such darkness around that guy. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's hard to imagine him, like, you know, playing a video game or...
Oh, my God, dude. That's funny. Pogs. You know. I've been collecting pogs.
During COVID, I got into sourdough bread.
Yeah, totally.
You're like, really?
I've been making cookies.
Because he has to have that.
Right.
You know?
Do you think he quarantined? Do you think Putin locked down?
I heard he was very paranoid.
Really?
Yeah. I bet he's watching Tiger King and...
Damn. Caleb, can I tell you something? I am glad that during quarantine, my roommate was not Vladimir Putin. I mean, what would that have been like? You know what I mean?
Dude, last night my roommate had sex with 300 women. It was loud.
Dave, where is... I looked in fridge and severed head is gone. I was fucking my whores and I went to get severed head and it is no longer in fridge. I don't know. He keeps a severed head in the fridge, you know.
Dave, if you look at chart, it is your turn to clean bathroom.
You killed... Someone in there, Vladimir. It is your turn. It also, if you look at rules on fridge, it is currently illegal to be Dave. Under new apartment law, you must no longer live here, or wear a mask at all times.
Roommate Vladimir Putin. Dude.
Yeah,
that's fun. David. David.
David, good morning.
I order sweet green on Postmate if want anything.
I'm about to press send. Would you like? okay. Just a reminder, at end of week, it is illegal for you to live.
Vladimir.
Oh, Vladimir. Oh. No, I'm just kidding.
David, when out of shower, must dry off completely before put on floor.
Well, I do that.
Somebody might got the bathroom very weird. Was not Vladimir.
I don't think it was. You have people over all the time, by the way, Vladimir. Also, you tell me that I can't have people over, and you have a different woman, a different sex worker over every night to fuck her. And I don't know where they come from.
I support women.
Okay. Well,
do you not?
Okay, I'll wash them.
Dave does not support women.
You're right. I love you.
See? That's how you gotta treat your roommate.
Oh man. David, I looked in the fridge.
Dave.
And, David, it seems you know, I'm not point fingers, but someone in here, and there is me, and there is you, and there is no one else. But I'm not saying you. Someone ate a remaining half of Bacon Ultimate Cheeseburger from Jack in Box. I purchased other night. I was saving for a special evening to watch season 3 of Expanse season finale. In my mind, we live together in Glendale.
Yeah, live together in Glendale. He has like one of those hats that's a long bed hat.
Yeah, you know? Right. Yeah, like with Donald a little ball on it. Yeah, totally.
David.
And he comes out holding a lantern. Yeah, David.
There's always like a Russian choir music playing in the.
Did you hear knock on door? David, shut off air conditioning when you leave house, please. The bill has been high. I can't afford.
You're the richest man in the world, Vladimir.
No. My country is not in Glendale. Also, no one here likes me.
You know, trying to get sympathy.
I was trying to hang out with other.
All Vladimir do try to make a nice home for David.
And you spit in my face.
David, spit in
you
face.
You eat my food. You don't obey laws. Very important laws. If you continue to live here, you go to jail.
Oh,
boy.
Hell
this
yeah,
is a dumbass
dude.
Episode, man.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
I fucked a witch, dude.
Dude, it doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, man. You know what time it is?
Oh, shit. What's it called? What's it called? So every week here on Billionaires Are Good, we like to do a fun game on Discord and Twitter or X. So give us a follow at Billionaire Pod on Twitter and
Billionaires Pod
on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
And join our Discord. We got a link for that on BillionairesAreGood.com. And this week the game was If the Fugitive Was a Rom-Com, which is very fun.
Very fun.
Love the Fugitive.
Love that movie.
Very underrated 90s movie.
Is it underrated?
Yeah.
I thought it was, I remember when it came out.
Well, even people that say it's good are underrating it because it's really good.
I see.
But I thought that was a really good prompt. And y'all did a great job.
Totally.
These are very funny.
Coming in at number 10, Bogdute on Discord had... Runaway Groom.
That's
man, that's
fantastic.
Great. That's really funny, dude.
Shibi Carlene on Twitter's had One Arm, Two Hearts.
Yeah, that's right. There was a
one-armed man.
Yeah, that's right. Demurist on Discord had Take My Wife, Please.
Max J. Kerr on Twitter had Tommy Lee Jones Diary. Very
good. Oh, wow.
Good.
That is great. Carl's Tune on Discord, How to Lose a Murder Suspect in One Train Crash. That's great.
Duck and MRE on Twitter at Forgetting U.S. Marshals.
Yo, that's so fucking
really
clever,
good.
Man. Damn. Who's Dan? I'm Dan on Discord had, dude, where's my wife?
Just perfect.
Nailed it.
Winslow Dumain on Twitter had, when Richard shot Helen.
I love that. The One True Dog on Discord, honey, I killed my wife.
Ooh,
damn,
come
that's
on.
Funny.
Badwig on Twitter has, you've got jail.
You've got jail. You
That's
got jail.
Incredible.
Fucking rips it, dude.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Very good job, everybody.
Yeah,
man. We love renaming stuff. We love everybody. Well, we love the What's It Called segment. We love the billionaires.
Yeah.
It's a good podcast.
Yeah, totally. You know, find us at BillionairesPod on Twitter. At everywhere else, we're at BillionairesAreGood. Email us, BillionairesAreGood@gmail.com. Check out our store, shop.BillionairesAreGood.com. Join us on Discord. And, yeah, I don't know. I want to get back into watching movies online. I've been saying that for a while now. Yeah. That was so fun.
No, I know. Movies are good.
When's the last time you saw The Fugitive?
Ooh, I watch it like once a year, so.
Do you really?
Yeah, I love it. I can't get enough
of it. It's like one of your favorite movies.
Yeah, it really feels like more of an Indiana Jones movie to me. It gives me that feeling more than even the more recent Indiana Joneses. It's just such a good adventure. It's just Harrison Ford kicking ass, and it's just great. It's a very, very...
It really is Harrison Ford kicking ass. It came out when I was like 12 or something, and I saw it in the theater, and I loved it because it was PG-13,
so I was
allowed to go.
I mean, it's really great. It's just,
it's like very
exciting. Every scene is exciting.
It was during that era where, like, after Indiana Jones... Like, there was obviously Star Wars, but then Indiana Jones, and I really think Indiana Jones solidified Harrison Ford in people's minds as just, like, a guy getting out of trouble.
Yeah, he's in a jam.
Yeah, he's in a jam. That's the best way of saying it. He's in a pickle. And he's got to get out of the pickle. He's got to solve it, and no one wants him to. And he's got to run around and talk to people and figure out the pickle.
Right.
And he was in, like, and Indiana Jones is that. But then they were like, yeah, but what if he did that in modern times? And so there was The Fugitive, and there were all those Tom Clancy movies.
Oh, so many.
I love The Patriot, Clear and Present Danger.
Yeah. There's like a million.
Yeah, there's so
many.
Always
his face and a flag.
Not The Patriot. Patriot Games. Sorry.
Yeah.
K-19 The Widowmaker.
Yeah, he's just...
dude.
He's in legal... it becomes government pickles.
Yeah, government pickles.
Yeah, it's
modern
not a temple
pickles.
Pickle anymore. It's a government pickle.
Yeah, totally.
And now he's in the new... he's Red Hulk in the new Captain America.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Isn't he old as shit?
Yeah, he's a million.
Wow, dude.
He's like 80-something.
Remember when he got drunk and crashed a plane?
Pretty funny.
Dude, he's a lot of fun.
He's always in a pickle, this guy.
Yeah, even in life.
Yeah.
He likes to fly, and he's always drunk.
Yeah. Well, and you can't drink and fly.
Yeah,
you know?
I would say so.
I agree with that, yeah.
Man, he's also like very... You know, there's all sorts of like rules people tell you, like, yeah, to be a big actor, you got to do this. You got to be young. You got to be hot. You got to be. But then every actually huge leading man is very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got this, his voice always trembles. And he's like,
yeah,
just really doesn't ever seem like he has his shit together. Even when he's Indiana Jones and he's like, you know, hot and a teacher, he's like running away from his students and his apartment's a fucking mess.
Yeah.
And like, when he talks to people, it seems like he's like scared of them.
Yeah, and he's barely functioning.
Yes,
like
at
every
all times.
Adventure, he's just getting his ass whooped, and he's
that's the thing. He's never muscly.
He's getting shot. Yeah,
he's tripping. I feel like he trips a lot.
Yeah, he's barely competent at any of his jobs.
Yeah,
but I think that's why he's so relatable. You know,
George Clooney's kind of like that in the sense that he's like not really that forceful in conversation, like in every single movie he's like can I have that, and they're like no, and he's like
all right,
oh, that's fine. And all right,
yeah.
I guess I understand that you keep that.
Well,
okay.
That's what I would do in your situation. Anyway, it's like a little
okay, so I guess
charming only, but
yeah,
all
yeah
right.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess I'm just a hot guy with no brain then.
You know what I was watching the other day and I forgot about, is it like Robert Downey Jr., no matter what role he's in, he's always playfully flirting with every human being, like men, women.
That's true.
Generals in a wheelchair. He's just a flirty bastard.
Iron Man is his only character.
It's crazy.
He lucked out so hard. He went to jail for a while, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What happened that made him...
You know, something.
Crack or like...
He was doing drugs and he was
crack or
making
something.
Bad choices and shit.
He went to jail, and I remember him being like a sort of like disgraced movie star when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was just Iron Man. And now we're like, he's great.
Right. When I was that age, my parents just led me to believe every actor was like that. They're all degenerates. They're all on drugs.
Right,
they're all
right.
Pieces. So to me, it didn't even register that he was disgraced, because I just thought, oh, they're all like this.
Yeah,
you know, it's just how it is in Hollywood. So
right.
When he came back, I was like, great.
Oh, cool. Good for him.
Yeah. Why was he gone for so long?
Man.
They did make him leave for a long time.
They made him leave for a long time. And then he came back and he did a role in blackface. And he did. And that's it's also the only role that people kind of universally agree, like, that one's fine.
Right.
Well, you've heard black people saying
and a Australian who thinks it's okay to be in.
Right. The joke is that it's not okay. Right. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I still haven't seen that movie.
It's good.
That's what I hear.
It's funny.
Man.
It's very, very funny.
Oh, you know what we haven't discovered
yet? Oh, shit.
Is whether or not Jeffrey Wright is in The Fugitive.
Oh, well, you know
what
that
means.
Which is a really important
thing.
You know what that
sounds
like.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jeffrey Wright Report.
The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report.
He is not in
The Fugitive. Yeah, he's not in The Fugitive, but he's in a lot of movies. You see his face and you go, oh, there he is.
He's in movies.
He is in a lot of movies, but you know, not every week.
Not any week, really.
Yeah, not so far. But he is in so many movies.
He's in so many movies.
Oh, man. He had a hell of a 2011.
I'm looking in this list here. It's a lot. And I guess we haven't talked about any of these.
Every year, tons of movies. And he's in good ones.
Casino Royale, Syriana. Why haven't we talked about Syriana? I love that movie.
He's really good. Source Code is great. Ides of March is great.
Ides of March. Hunger Games, Catching Fire. It's okay. That one's okay. Monster. Game Night. Oh, yeah, he's in Game Night.
It's a good night for a game. We should play a game, Jesse Plemons.
Yeah.
The French Dispatch. No, there's no time to die. Too many asteroids in this city. You would think there would be time to die. Except that there isn't. In this movie, there's no time to
die. Shout out to Jeffrey Wright. We know you listen. We love you, buddy.
I want to watch American Fiction because he's still in the trailer. He talks like that, except it's about that he's just like a frustrated author. I think it's funny.
No, American Fiction's good.
I need to write a cornier book. I got to go write. God damn it. Well, I'm going to go fuck my robot wife.
I feel like he has a robot wife. Doesn't he have a robot wife in numerous movies? Apparently, we know very little about his career.
You come here for billionaire advice, not for expertise.
That's true.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
Oh, it's still there.
Mother.
Unbelievable.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
You are the best fans.
We love you.
In the world. We love you so much.
Keep tipping. Lay it on down.
Lay it on down. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Billionaires are good.